The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaron for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive, intimate hour with me, Tamaron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and sexual intimacy back into our lives. Life is just filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing, and how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I'm sure you're feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like something is just missing. I think I have found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share and share some more. What I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my life, and it was affecting my personal relationships. I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. So how could that be? I knew I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? How come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answer, and don't we all? And being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was really unexpected. I was looking for love and happiness and abundance and all that in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else and that to, in my life to provide that for me. I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies, on TV, or amazing books that I had read. And I thought I was entitled. But after working with other leaders and coaches and motivational speakers and reading books, it all gave me the tools and the techniques on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I finally got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. How come no one teaches you this stuff in school? It doesn't even compare to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find secretly hidden in our house somewhere or buried in the backyard from even our ancestors. What I found was I found me. And I realized the old cliche, no one else can make me happy, no one else can provide for me, and no one else can satisfy my needs. It's not their job, and they don't even have a clue what does it for me, and it isn't their job to figure it out. It's my job. So what did this mean? It meant figure out what excites me, figure out what scares me, figure out what I would love to try doing, figure out what I'm feeling, and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills, and I didn't even have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned, because I was forced to learn, and I keep on learning. I love to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded. I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening for me too, where I was attracting beautiful people into my life, personally and professionally. I became very intimate with myself and others, and that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life, and for me, the loneliness dissipated. People trust me and want to share with me, so I've designed this show to help you do the same. Sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately, as I bring on amazing guests, sometimes co-hosts, and even we share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all the fun, passion, and intimacy in your life that you deserve. If you'd like to call in or ask questions, the number is always toll-free at 1-866-472-5792, or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com, or hit the email host button on my host page here on voiceamerica.com, health and wellness channel, on this show called Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So today I am still super pumped because each week I have been launching new show themes for this show. So I've been going through and getting into the rotation of five different show themes. Today we have launched this week our show theme called our foreplay series. Now, what this series is going to be about is when I bring on people that are going to help us, you and I, actually create more foundational essences to our lovemaking. So this is stuff that precedes lovemaking. So it's going to be sex coaches. It's going to be relationship coaches or anything that's foundational, anything that happens ahead of time. Because when we think about the word foreplay, a lot of us seem to think that foreplay is actually right before we have sex. So it's like immediately preceding sex. And so what I believe is that foreplay can go on for a long, long time. So I'm going to share a personal story today, but actually I'm going to share a few stories, and I'm going to share some articles and things that I'm writing for my website and for some other affiliated sites as well, that they're more focused on love and relationships, so that you guys can find me in lots of different places to really get an essence on how I can really help you guys with some of the programs and the events and stuff that's happening here in Bell Fountain and online, ways that I can help you guys. But first, before I jump into that, I really want to share again, this is another part of foreplay series. What are some of the things that I use foundationally for me in my life to really help keep me focused in my life? I'm just like you guys, so I have a very busy life as well, and I find that anything that keeps me grounded, keeps me connected, keeps me intimate with myself, so in other words, understanding what's true for me, that is the intimacy. And when you learn how to do this and you understand who you are as a person, you're going to be able to communicate that in your relationships, which eventually affect all aspects of your life. So we focus here on this show about intimacy in the sexual relationships, but you have to understand that everything we do is like a domino effect. So I'm using sexual expression on the show and intimacy, but it will affect all parts of your life. So one of the things that I do is I use oracle cards. I don't use them every day. I use them most days. But I find that a lot of times when I wake up, I get up in the morning, and a lot of times I can understand what it is that I'm feeling, or what it is that I'm searching for, or what it is I need to understand about myself so that I can function, what I feel like I need to focus on for the day, because my life is very busy. So some days when I can't really put a finger on it, I pull an oracle card, and I have different decks, and you know, whatever, they have different energies to them and whatever. So the ones that I use for this show specifically, what I do is I get my notes, I get everything ready for the show, and then I draw a card. And I ask for a card that is appropriate for today's theme. So I just shuffle the deck, and whatever comes up, it comes up. And every week, I usually wind up with a card that is so appropriate for today, the actual specific show. So today, I'm going to share with you. I actually ended up having to pull two cards. I felt drawn to pull two cards. One of them was called Flirt. So here we are having a show talk about foreplay. So Flirt says, extend your lighthearted energy to others. So listen to what this message says. The romance angels guide you to initiate romance with flirtatiousness, which entails smiling with your eyes as you connect with others. It doesn't necessarily involve sexuality, although it can. flirting is playful in nature, and playfulness is the heart of romance. So if you're in a relationship, flirting with your partner can revive passion. If you're single, this activity can attract new friendships as well as a love friendship. Drawing this card can simply mean that making more eye contact with others will help you connect with people. This is especially true if you smile and say hello more often. Everyone you meet is a potential friend, and studies show that most people are introduced to their mates through mutual acquaintances. Therefore, form new friendships both as a way of meeting a new partner and to increase your enjoyment of life. All right, so very true there. The next card I pulled was called Playfulness, and it says here, to recapture your romance, allow your inner youthfulness spirit of fun to shine. And the romance angels are cherubs who embody all things romantic and who have a happy, youthful sense of playfulness. They delight in the wonders of love and ask you to do the same. The angels want to help you fall back in love with life again by guiding you to enjoy yourself, and this comes from a spirit of joy and adventure. The angels ask you, when was the last time you had fun? If you don't remember, then it's long overdue for you to add some playtime into your schedule. The angels say that fun is a necessity and not a luxury. The activity can be free of charge, such as exploring nature, auditioning for local theatrical production, joining a community sports team, or trying something new. Playfulness is a good investment of your time, as it will renew your energy levels and elevate your mood. Playtime is essential in relationships too, to keep the free-spirited component of dating alive. Plan regular date nights with your partner and take turns creatively planning fun activities such as miniature golf, karaoke, walking through a flower garden, or flying kites together. Or even have date nights here in Bellefontaine, Ontario. That's actually one of the themes I've been putting up on Facebook lately, is do you need something to do for a date night? Because some of the workshops and events that I'm planning here is a great way to reconnect with your partner, especially if you feel you don't know how to do this on your own. I have been making a lot of posts on Facebook. I've been using things on Twitter, and it's interesting to hear the feedback that I get from a lot of my followers. And I'm going to be honest and say, a lot of people are actually shocked at some of the things that I put up on here about threesomes, about taking workshops to talk about our sexuality. And the biggest fear that people have right off the bat is this a sex shop? Is this a sex shop? Is this somewhere where people are going to come in and have to be naked to join the workshop? I say no. Sexuality and intimacy and finding ways to enhance your relationship is what I feel is lost in our relationships. It was the way I was living in my marriage. It was the way I was functioning. And I'm going to admit, we were having a lot of sex, but we weren't having intimacy involved in the sexual relationship. And these are two different aspects and very key in your relationship to have the intimacy. So in order to create more fun and passion and be playful, it leads to more of what we want. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today during the show. And I'm going to touch on what that actually means and how it affects our mood. All right. So I've got lots of great tips to share with you guys. So I'm going to encourage you guys to listen back in after the break, because I'm going to read my article. I'm going to share with you some personal things and give you guys some fun, simple, easy tips that you can use to actually create more fun by using these methods of foreplay. All right, so I want to take a quick break now and remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listen to the women's side of the fitness industry on Fitness RX Radio. If you're looking to stay healthy and look great, or are getting ready to compete athletically, this is the show for you. We'll look at competitions from the inside out, bring you fitness tips, nutrition to keep you on top of your game, and so much more. We want to hear from you, too. And we'll take your questions by phone or email. Tune in to Fitness RX Radio, airing every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Look and feel your best.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So, again, very excited. Just want to encourage you guys, subscribe to my YouTube show called Tamaran's TV. You're going to see a rotation of five different themes that are actually going to be on the YouTube show and on this radio show. So each week you're going to see different articles on my website on tamaransplace.com, which talk about the show theme, its personal stories. These are real things that happened to me. Could also be some of the things people share with me during my workshops and seminars that they've given me permission so I can share with you guys and understand that we're all in this together. So there's going to be that information on their YouTube shows, which are going to precede the radio show. I might even sometimes have my guests available for quick interviews on some of the things. We'll have contests on there, prizes you guys can win, all kinds of fun stuff coming up. So I'm lining up a really good bunch of guests. End of summer, early September. A lot of people are busy away for holidays right now, so people are asking for time slots starting the first week of September. So really excited about that. So very cool. Make sure you subscribe to that TV show, Tamaran's TV on YouTube, because that's where you're going to see a lot of that stuff. We will promote it on the radio show here, but please do that. You can also now follow me on Twitter under Tamaran's Place. A lot of questions I'm getting right now, and I'm going to address this right after the first break, is in a lot of my workshops, people are asking if I can do them online. So I've actually switched up. If you go to the website, you're going to see some more changes on there, but you can actually see which workshops are available on the calendar page, and you'll see whether or not they're a live workshop here in Bellefontaine, Ontario, or we can do them online in teleseminar groups. Again, they're small, intimate groups. They're not that big, no more than 12 people. So some of the stuff we're doing online is the Get in the Mood Naturally workshop. That's a workshop where I really teach you guys a lot about how to use things from nature, things in your house. What are safe things to use as far as aphrodisiacs, edible body rubs, making aphrodisiac drinks, how to create the space more effectively and chemical-free, where to find this stuff, who you can find online, which again, these are going to be people lining up on my show. And nothing super expensive either. I'm more of a midway type person. I don't need the most expensive thing on the planet, but what I care about is quality and if I can get it, and if can I get it locally too. So we're talking Canadian and U.S. companies and stuff like that I'm going to share with you guys. And the other one is called Explore Your Fantasies and Reignite Your Sex Life. That's really popular right now. So a lot of people are asking about that one. Again, you know, I'm not encouraging you guys in this how to have your fantasies fulfilled, what I want to share with you guys is that in these workshops, we do talk about specific fantasies so that you can understand if there's any fears, any anxieties, and how I can help you guys overcome them. Because when you understand who you are as a person, you might understand why you're lacking communication in your sexual relationship. And a lot of times we have a lot of fears and judgments. And when you understand that your partner probably or most likely is there for you and is willing to hear what you have to say, that's going to change the dynamics of your relationships right off the bat. So by doing something fun, like exploring your fantasies together, I'm going to teach you guys how to do it. You may not do it in front of me, but I'm going to give you guys all the tools and techniques. And each month, we're going to focus on a different fantasy. And what are the most common anxieties and fears that come up for men and women, so that women can understand men better and so men can understand women better? Because we do have different ways that we deal with scenarios in our mind. And you'd be shocked that what you think is in your mind is very different from what's happening in your partner's mind. So I'm just going to teach you guys some fun ways how to do that. So very excited. That seems to be a really popular workshop right now. So I encourage you guys, check it out. You can contact me through the website, and you can also have a free 15-minute consultation if you do have any questions. So I encourage you guys, go to tamronsplace.com and find out more information there. I can answer questions. I can't do it all here on the radio show. So again, this week, this is the theme. It's about foreplay. So I'm encouraging you guys to see the rotation, because there's five different ones. There's going to be foreplay, there's going to be behind the red door, which is sexual fantasy exploration. What else do we have? We've got Sex in the Kitchen series, which is all about aphrodisiacs, recipes, really cool kitchen stuff that, you know, it's just sexy to have in your kitchen. A lot of stuff that I sell in my store here are really cool things, great gift ideas, and just fun. My Gangbang series, I know it's a raunchy title, but it is going to be my platform for men only. So it is going to be a platform for me to support men. It could be amazing stories. As a woman out in the dating field, I've just heard some incredible stories and challenges that men have gone through, and I just don't feel that there are enough places out there that really support men and how we can help them. I find a lot of focus is on women, and I'm going to use that series once a month to actually have a place for men to really speak up and voice what's going on for them too, because let's face it, it isn't all about just the woman. It is about the guys too. And I've just heard so many amazing things. So I want some of these guys to be on my show and give them a voice. So I'm really excited about that. Behind the Red Door, like I said, is our sexual fantasy series. And finally, we're going to have our erotica series. That's going to be really cool. I'm going to be sharing some of my own personal work. I'm working on a book. I'm actually working on two books. So I'm going to be sharing different things. One is an actual fantasy of mine of the way I actually think when I'm with my partners. And so you're really going to hear what my thoughts are and what it is that I'm going through as a woman, and, you know, what's happening with my partner. So a lot of my friends love reading this stuff, and I'm actually going to be daring enough to share with all of you guys. So it's going to be on my erotica series, and we're going to bring on some other authors and other people who do great work in literature towards more erotic writing. So very excited about that. And it's all fun stuff. This is a place for people to really share their work. And so we can all work together to have more fun in our life and more passion. So I want to get on this because I have a lot to share with you guys today. So Foreplay Anyone, this is the name of my article that I wrote. And I'm asking you guys, what is your favorite form of foreplay? And when I looked up the definition of foreplay, it was simple. It just says sexual activity that precedes intercourse. And I find this amazing to think that a five-word sentence can encompass such a massive amount of fun. And at least that's where my mind went when I interpreted that definition. Foreplay can go on and on for hours before you actually have sex with someone. And this is my favorite part of sex. And as a woman, I've realized over the years that the sexiest thing about me is what I think about sex. So I just don't mean the physical intercourse. I'm talking about what turns me on in my mind. And I have found that fantasizing about learning more ways to increase my knowledge about aphrodisiacs, kissing, sensual music, things like candles, edible body rubs are all part of that fun package for me. And these are all examples of great foreplay. So to find a lover who enjoys my passion for foreplay is a gift, and many newly married couples are looking for alternative ways to create more fun with foreplay. And as I connect with and speak to my clients, I'm finding that there are many couples who have been together longer who are also looking for new ways to enhance their passion and get the sexy back into their sexual relationships. I love to find new things to try, and I love to share tips and techniques for wonderful natural ways to enhance your mood and get in the mood. Foreplay, for me, always starts with a text message to my lover, a quick message, something sexy to look forward to, or a thought-provoking question that gets my lover thinking about what he can anticipate happening later on when we get together. And when I'm able to make plans for lovemaking, then I can decide what I'm going to use and enhance my sexual pleasure and my lover's. So by having more than one way to create a sexy, playful adventure, it almost makes each time feel a little like a special, sacred moment. It keeps my life exciting, fun, and my lover wondering, what will I do next? And that's one of the keys to keeping your sexual relationship smoldering hot. All right, so you're going to see this article up on my website. Now, every time I write stuff, this is true stuff. This is not just me writing for whoever, Cosmo or whatever. This is me sharing with you guys real stuff that happened in my life, because I'm going to be honest and say I didn't always have it in my life. And so I found that when I was being more true to myself and not worrying about judgment or what other people were thinking, I found that I could just be myself, let my hair down, and have a lot more fun in my life. And I found that it took away a lot of this pressure that I had in my own mind. And so when I was more genuine and authentic about what I was really feeling sexually, I started attracting different partners and different people and even some different friends who understood me, didn't judge me. And they also found that just by being around someone who's so genuine, that they found it changed the dynamics of their relationships as well. And I've even had people personally say to me, I've never actually been with someone who talked about sex that who wasn't their partner. So basically what she was trying to say to me was that she only talks about, this was a married woman my age in her 50s, a married woman who only talks about sex with her husband. She wouldn't even joke about sex with anybody else. And so her and I started hanging out together, found we had a lot in common. And not that I talk about sex all the time, but like I said, people tend to talk about sex around me anyway. So it didn't matter where she was with me. The topic of some form of sex always seems to come up, and in a fun way. I don't have a dirty mouth about sex. It's not my personality. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just not my personality. I have more fun things that I tend to think about sex, and goofy things. And I share fun stories and not so funny stories. Like to me, like, not everything is always perfect, but, you know, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, well, this is what happened to me last night or to my partner, and it just makes life more funny. So anyways, to get where I'm going with this, she just found that by being around me, her sex life got better. And so, you know, we laugh about this now because it certainly changed her life. And so she refers a lot of clients to me because she's noticing that with a lot of the people she was hanging out with, that they were the same as her, that they had this big fear that came from their upbringing that you shouldn't be talking about sex with anybody than your lover. And so I just find it fascinating how it created this snowball effect. And so it really is wonderful to see stuff like that. So what I'm going to do is take my next break right now. And when I get back, I'm going to share in detail about how it is that I send these messages to my partner and what it is that we do and how do we actually get the ball rolling so that these text messages can actually continue on throughout the day. They don't have to be every 5 minutes, but they can certainly continue on to create that anticipation for what's going to happen later on that day. All right, so I'm going to encourage you guys to listen up again after the break. Remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, so stay tuned for more.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
No matter what you have tried, healing is always possible. Learning about healing, what it is, and what it can do brings a much clearer understanding of the process. Listen for the Healing Power Hour with Suzanne Hill. Our program will help you understand your own body so that you can understand how you can reduce or eradicate any negative health issues that you might be dealing with. Healing is energy-based, and by learning how it works, you help yourself. Tune in to the Healing Power Hour, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
There are all kinds of issues which can affect our relationships, our families, our workplaces, and communities. Tune into Breakthrough with Michael Pippich for a clearer understanding to what these issues of modern life are and what kind of solutions are being presented and discussed. Michael and his guests will talk about teen suicide, PTSD, alcohol and drug abuse, bipolar disorders, and more. It's deeper understanding of our life and healing. Breakthrough with Michael Pippich is heard every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop is transitioning to the Seventh Wave channel as Being Outside the Box. We will explore ways you can live outside this reality by letting go of all the programming that binds you to the rules, beliefs, and judgments, taking away your choices. Where are you stuck? Health, finances, money, relationships, sex, or just plain living? Listen in starting July 11th at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific for Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. Will you choose to make your life more fun, healthier, happier, and joyful? What if it was easier than you could never imagine?
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. It's Tamaron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So just want to remind you guys really quick, some of the workshops that people are really pumped up about are Explore Your Fantasies and Reignite Your Sex Life. Again, you can go to my website, tamaronsplace.com. Check the calendar right now. Sales pages are coming up soon on the website, so it's going to be easier for you guys to sign up, but you can contact me through the website if you have any questions. The explanations of what we're going to be doing are actually on there. Again, this is a live workshop here in Bell Fountain, and we're going to do an online series, a teleseminar series. So I'm going to share the same techniques with you guys. So it doesn't matter where you live. We can work with you guys to have a lot more fun and to really start learning how to explore your fantasies and to understand them. It's not just about living them out. It's to understand why you have them, what it says about your personality, what it says about your partner's personality, so that you know your strengths and your weaknesses. Because if you understand this about you in your own life, then you're going to see how you can make that better and how you can actually come together and push each other's boundaries just a little bit more so that you can sort of add more fun and different things into your sex life, all right? So it's really fun when you do this, and I do everything in a fun way. I don't do anything in a dark way. So if you don't know me by now about that, then, yeah, you need to ask some people or get on my website and see some of the referrals and the testimonials on there. So that's really fun. Get in the mood naturally. Again, that's another one. It's all about aphrodisiacs. How are we going to do all kinds of aphrodisiacs using natural food-based products? So these are things you can use out of your house. They're things you might have to buy in a local health food store. Nothing is super expensive. A lot of fun. People are amazed when they come to this workshop. They always say to me, I just had no idea. So again, that's really fun, how to make edible body rubs. And I mean edible body rubs that actually really taste really good. And they actually do certain things while you're having sex. So there can be things that we're going to add into the body rubs that actually can calm your partner. So it's for, you know, maybe for women sometimes who are tense, and even for men. I've had a partner who had a bit of anxiety about stuff. So adding body rubs that actually had some essences in there and stuff to really keep him calm was amazing. So these are all fun things you guys can use. And again, I teach you guys how to use a better quality, I don't go for what the most expensive thing is on the market. I go for understanding quality. And when you understand that, you're going to spend less and you're going to get more use out of the products that you're using. So that's a lot of fun. My big signature program is called my Tamron Secret Sex Language Program. That is a whole day event with me, private one-on-one with a couple. Again, you guys have to come for me for that one, or I can go to you. So we don't have dates set up for that workshop because it has to be a date where it's going to work for everybody. It can be a weekday or a weekend, but you're going to be with me for the entire day from like 9:30 in the morning till at least 7 o'clock when you come here. I do provide food for you guys. Again, it's probably going to be some aphrodisiac type foods that you're going to get because it's pretty much all we make here in our location here in Bell Fountain. So it's a lot of fun, very intense. So you're going to go home with a lot of information, a lot of things and tools you can use. So if you're someone or if you know someone who is really suffering in their personal relationship, if you see people that just don't feel connected, I'm encouraging you guys, you know, get them to check out this information and these workshops. Everything is on the website, tamronsplace.com. All right, so I want to get back because I have so much to share with you guys today. So I talked a little bit about, before the break, about what are some of the things that I do to really get foreplay going early on in the day, because foreplay to me is not necessarily what we do just before we're actually going to have intercourse. I'm talking about what are some fun things that you can really get in the mood, have some fun. And by doing stuff like this, you know, I don't care if you're at work or wherever it is that you are throughout the day where you're not actually with your partner. When you are in a better mood and you've got something fun that you're looking forward to, I guarantee you're going to have a better day at the office. Like, this is what I'm saying about how things and happy things and playful things that are going on in your life throughout the day, it affects every aspect of your life. And so when you're in a more positive mood throughout the day and you've got something fun to look forward to, you're just going to be a more fun, positive person to be around. Let's face it. So you might be rushing out the door to get out of work on time. You may not be wanting to hang around, but hey, that's okay. All right. So what I was talking about was, you know, one of the things that I use is that I start with a text message. With technology these days, pretty much everybody I know has a cell phone. Now, I know with some people, they like to send nude shots of each other or provocative shots and stuff like that. That's all fun. But what I'm trying to talk about is how we can start sending messages to each other and to really draw out these messages so that they can get really playful and you can actually pull apart your messages. And I'm going to share a personal story right here so you guys really... When I first met someone... we had chatted a little bit, we had known each other a little bit, but we didn't actually date. And so we had connected through the internet. And so we decided that we were going to go out and to spend some time together. So of course I said yes to this person because I found that person very attractive and very sexually attracted to this person. So I was really excited because I was like, wow, this guy's really hot. So I was like, in my mind, I was thinking, I wonder what this guy's really like. Because sometimes we have a perception of someone and we don't know them. I find a lot of people do this with celebrities. Like, they think that the celebrities are all perfect and, you know, because they've got these hot bodies or whatever it is or fake whatever, that they're going to be perfect in bed, that they have the perfect life, they have the perfect family, you know, everything's just perfect in their world. And that is so not true, all right? But what I'm getting at is that the point of when we imagine what this person is like, and so we have this perception of what we think this person is going to be like, even sexually, before we've even had sex. And so what I started learning to do was to actually start finding out from my partner more about them before I actually went on a date or had sex or whatever, and that was going to happen, because it may not necessarily happen the first time you go out on a date with a person. So anyways, what I had done is I said to the guy, I said, what is it you'd want to do to me when we actually get together? And I was testing him to find out if he was shy, if he was aggressive, if he was detailed, you know, what he had actually done sexually, what he was expecting. Was he looking for something different with me? Or, you know, had he done a bunch of different things, the fantasies he had fulfilled, and, you know, he just wanted to enhance that? Like, I didn't know anything about this guy. So I thought, and he was very respectable, nice mannered guy. So I thought, I'm going to see how playful this guy is. So what I had done is I had asked him, what is it you want to do to me later? What is it you'd want to do to me when you actually meet me? And what happened was he actually said to me, oh, you know, I'm going to, you know, have this fantasy with you and that fantasy, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, well, tell me more. And I found it was fascinating that he was stumped. He couldn't go into detail about what it was he wanted to do. He just had like a bigger picture in his mind of what he thought was going to happen. So I kept prompting him and I kept saying to me, well, what else can you tell me? Like, be more detailed about what it is you're expecting. And he finally came back and said, I don't understand what you're asking me. And I said to him, no, I need to know in detail what it is, that how you see this happening in your mind, like where are we going to be, or, you know, what's going to happen? What do you want me wearing? Or does it matter to you what I'm wearing, whatever? And he goes, I still don't get it. And I was shocked. I'm like, how come this guy doesn't get it? So I said to him, okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you a message about what I'm expecting back from you. And I want you to really understand. And then I want you to do this for me. So he goes, okay, fair enough. And so it turns out he actually had to go somewhere and he didn't have his phone on him. So I guess he didn't realize that I was going to send the message right away. So he had left his phone and he had come back about an hour or two later. And all of a sudden he opens his phone and he sees this message from me. And it was this really erotic, drawn out, detailed text message about what I wanted him to do to me. And so he read it and he said to me, I just about fell over. That's the most erotic thing anybody has ever sent to me. And I said, well, can you do the same for me? And he said, no, I don't think I can. And I go, why not? And he goes, because I've never done that before. And I'm like, well, it's a lot of fun. It's just playtime. It's just, I want to know what it is that, why in the first place you even asked me out, like, what is it about me that you were drawn to? So basically I kind of wanted to know what turned him on and why he felt compelled to ask me out. So this started it all. And I'm going to share and say that in the beginning, he did find it really hard and he couldn't do it. So I just sort of took the initiative so that every time we got together, because we ended up getting together, was that I was the one that started putting out all this information to him. And so this was something different that he had never experienced with another woman. And this isn't even the physical stuff, all right? And so sometimes what it is that when you're with a partner for someone or somebody new, you need to push your boundaries. You need to try things that are different. And the truth is, even though he had never done it, I didn't let him get away with saying, no, I've never done this, I can't. Because I just didn't want to say, this is not something that I don't ever not want to do. So in other words, this is fun for me and it's what I like doing sexually. So this is always going to be a part of my sex life. So A, it set a boundary right off the bat where I could find out, is this guy going to be playful enough to be with me? And, you know, what am I going to learn about the guy? So it was a lot of fun. And actually, over time, and it didn't take long, every once in a while, he would send me a message. And the first time he actually sent me a message, I wasn't expecting it. And he said, this is what I plan on doing to you. And I was so excited because he was so detailed. And it wasn't even what he wrote in the email, I'm going to be honest. It was the fact that he took the time to do it. He did something that he knew I liked, and he went for it anyways. Now, it wasn't as detailed as the way I like it, but or the way I would have sent it, but I didn't care because he actually just went ahead and did it. And so to me, that was so honorable. It was so much fun and it changed the dynamics of our relationship. All right. So what I'm going to do is take another break. And when I get back, I'm going to share something else with you guys. All right. So I'm encouraging you guys, try different things, even if it's not something your partner feels comfortable with doing, you know, just encourage them to take the little baby steps, and you're going to see some changes in your sexual relationships. All right. So time for that last break. I just want to remind you guys, it's Tamron. You're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron. You're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America. So I haven't shared a quote with you guys today, so I'm going to do that right now. This one's actually by Anthony Robbins, and it says, live with passion. So that's easy and simple, and it's so true. I love that too. People tell me I have a lot of passion. I've been that way my whole life, sometimes too much passion. But anyways, it is how I choose to live. So I just want to recap what I talked about before that last break too. So just for you people to understand is that sometimes it's not always what it is that you're doing with someone. It's just that when you're making the effort with your partner, that can change the dynamic of your relationship. So it's not always expecting perfection. It's not always expecting to look perfect and to live in this fantasy world where it is perfect. The truth is, when someone sees that you care enough to even try, that's going to change the dynamics of your relationship. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this as well to close the show, because this is really fascinating. I love to research and to do things. And I've got a lot of great books and some people that I'd love to share some of the work upcoming on the show. And one of the books that I have is called, it's called The 30 Day Sex Solution, where how you can build intimacy and enhance your sex life. And it's written by this beautiful couple. What are their names? Victoria Wilson and John Wilson. And I just love this book because it's very similar to my ebook that I'm putting out, but mine has a little bit different spin on it. But they've got this one chapter, and I'm just going to quickly share this with you guys because it's a great book. And it talks about delaying the gratification. So in other words, creating that anticipation with your partner. And when you understand what it does, you may want to try doing this a lot more in your sex life. And it says here, anticipating an exciting event is often a greater pleasure than the event itself. The phenomenon called rosy prospection, where the positive anticipation of the enjoyable experience often magnifies its pleasure when it finally arrives. So in one study, subjects were given gift certificates to an upscale restaurant. Those who had to wait a few weeks to go there for dinner reported greater enjoyment of the food than those who were there to able to dine sooner. All right? So important that you guys understand this. A lot of what it is that goes on sexually is about what's happening in the mind. There was a famous quote years ago, and I don't know who said it. I quote it to people all the time. We sit and laugh about it, but it went something along the lines of, sex is 90% mental and 10% physical. And I honestly believe that. It is what we think. It's what we feel. It's whether we judge or don't judge. Sex is so different when we understand what's going on in our mind. So when we can give ourselves permission, this is a mental component to it. So when we give ourselves permission to be who we are authentically, just like I did, it changed my life. It changed my sex life. I wasn't living a life where I didn't have any shame, or I was living a life where I had too much judgment and shame when I was younger in my sex life. And, you know, so this changed my life when I just found that if I could just be real, if I could just share what was really going on in my mind, it changed my life. I attracted different people, and I just felt that I was calmer as a person on the inside. All right. Now, getting back to the anticipation part of getting a big traffic, but getting back to the anticipation, again, this is all about the mind. So in other words, when we anticipate that we're going to have more fun with our lover, or when we anticipate what's going to happen, whether or not it happens, it doesn't matter. It's that buildup. It's that pleasure. It's all that stuff that affects the brain that actually makes it feel better, even though it makes it feel better when it's actually happening. Now, you have to understand this other part of it too, is that sometimes we feel let down because that anticipation was so strong that it wasn't what we thought it was going to be. And this is normal. It's not that it's bad. That's the normal part of the process of what's happening in the brain. So it's just like thinking, oh, you know, with this person that I've never had sex with, you know, and even like this guy I'm talking about, you know, he sent me all these messages, you know, went on for a long time before I actually got to go out on a date with him. So I was expecting this, wow, you know, this amazing night with him the first time we actually ended up having sex. And it was a big letdown for both of us because there was just so much anticipation and so much buildup that, you know, we're expecting it. So you got to remember that we're all human, we're all normal. And so, you know what, you may have a bit of a letdown, but just understand that you can get that better. All right. So even though once it didn't happen the way you wanted to, I'm encouraging you guys, don't give up when you're using this tool and this technique. All right. You've got to get used to it. So it teaches you how to understand your partner. Okay. So I'm just warning you guys, you know, if you go off too far and you have too much going on with all this anticipation and this texting and stuff, that, you know, it can be extreme and, you know, you're going to be very let down. So, you know, play with it and learn more about your partner. All right. So very quickly before we close the show, I just want to share with you guys, if this is something that is happening or you're trying something out and it's not working out, where there's just too much fear, there's too much anxiety coming up, you know, with your partner, if you're struggling and you really want to learn how to do this, I encourage you guys, you know, check me out. Go to the website, tamronsplace.com. You can still book a free 15-minute consultation with me. It may not be just a workshop or an event. This show goes all around the world, so I can still guide and help you guys in private consultations. And those are usually 90-minute consultations to start with. So I offer you guys a free 15-minute consultation first to see if I'm a good fit, if I feel I can help you guys over the phone, whether it's a Skype call or just a phone call. All right. So we can do that. We can set up packages for you guys if you want to just do it that way and still have it privately. Not everybody who comes to me wants to jump into a workshop or an event. And I honor that. All right. I'm here to help you guys. And all I'm doing is passing down the knowledge from my own life and what worked for me. So I give you guys lots of great tips on great books, sex educators, you know, relationship coaches, all these people have been on my show previously, and I'm still very much in contact with them. I work with some of these people. You know, there's all kinds of contacts still going on. So I guarantee, even if I can't help you in that private consultation, I can find somebody for you who can help you guys get that intimacy that you really want in your sex lives. All right. So it is that time again. I'm encouraging you guys, come back next week. You're going to see the new theme show, which next week, which follows this one, is going to be called My Sex in the Series. So Sex in the Kitchen Series, pardon me. That theme of every month is going to be all about aphrodisiacs. I'm going to be giving you guys some of my recipes I'm going to be sharing, which are going to be available in an ebook very soon. So you guys are going to be able to buy that online and on my website. Specific aphrodisiacs, how to use them, and also some really cool kitchen stuff that you guys might want for yourself. So I know some amazing people that make some really funky things, and you know what? It's all part of having that. I don't know. I've always had a sexy kitchen. I don't know. It has something to do with me as a person. So I don't know. I'm going to share that with you guys. I feel drawn to do that. So I want to thank you guys for taking time out with me to spend it here on the show. And I hope you've laughed or resonated with me, or you feel compelled to share this with your friends. I just want to remind you that I'm the same as you guys. I'm not perfect. I'm not a supermodel, a porn star, or a celebrity. I'm just a crazy chick who wants to have more fun in her life without ever having to give up my personal boundaries. I want to be respected, respect all the people, friends, coworkers, and family people in my life as well. So thank you again for listening. I hope you remember to come back next week for another crazy, fun-filled show with me, Tamron, on Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So cheers for now.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's Figure It Out Intimately again.